opening scene. God created everything in perfection, incredibly heavenly in its essence and effervescence. Then he made man to image the Trinitarian God. Then Genesis 3, we fell in sin that carried us off, and now God and man are separated. Everything created is devastated, awaiting in eager expectation. But it's so sad that most cats don't understand that we didn't just sin, but we fell into total depravity. We fell in this hard, rebelled against God. How did we get ourselves in this prison cell? Hell is in our hearts. Regardless, men, our thoughts within that we're harboring are full of lawlessness. The fall of men brought us to the bondage of sin. Men lack understanding the impact that sin had on us at the fall. We admit that it's bad. Man, give me a break like Kit Kat. It's much deeper than that. We are in fact in chains, enslaved to a wicked way, sick and depraved. Sin is displayed in infinite ways. It is ingrained in the human heart. Now we got a ruined heart. Who would have thought you would be caught exchanging and trading the truth of God for a lie to glorify creation over the creator? No escaping. We don't even know we need a savior. We're in a broken humanity. We have chosen vanity over happily loving God. This is total depravity.
For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good. Not even one.
We're children depraved. Every day we can feel the decay. It's ill what we crave. Our will is enslaved to our venomous ways. It was enslaved to our evil nature. When we said see you later to the creator, we immediately needed a mediator. We're not even able to desire God. And trying hard to be good won't even get us to dialogue with the sovereign Lord. We're rotten to the core. Total inability. Our will was free, but not anymore. We can't choose anything pertaining to salvation without regeneration. Cause we're depraved men. I'm a novice. But John 6:65, it's hardest. No one could come to Jesus unless it's granted by the Father. So without the Spirit's intervention, we're completely unable to want God because of what sin did. Without God's initiation of propitiation, there's no hope in this tragedy of total depravity.
What is man that he should be clean? And what is he who is born of a woman that he should be righteous? Behold, he puts no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more hateful and filthy is man, who drinks iniquity like water.
We're dead in sin, but we don't understand the effects of sin. People profess that men choose God in their decadence, but that's garbage. Our hearts have been darkened. We are in bondage to sin and Satan. Regeneration is penetration to the sinful nature. God's initiation of deliverance given us the ability to repent and believe the gospel, cause we're too depraved to repent. Don't forget, we are slaves to our sin. Understand it is granted. Repentance is gifted. And when we believe, then our sentence is lifted. Our iniquity led to this total inability, infertility to only bear fruit for the enemy. And God is mad, but we don't have to see God in his wrath, cause Jesus satisfied the wrath of God on our behalf. I'm overly amazed how he bestowed to me his grace. I know that Jesus saved those that are totally depraved.
You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits.
And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.